My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. Welcome back for this week's episode of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer, where we're going to explore a fantastic resource for you, the library. And I'm excited to have Lisa Ngo from the Engineering Library. Lisa, can you tell us about yourself?
Sure. My name is Lisa Ngo, and I'm one of the two engineering librarians that we have down at the Kresge Engineering Library.
And can you tell us, give us an overall view of the libraries that are available on campus for students?
Sure. So during your tour, you might have seen the Doe Library and Moffitt Library, which are the two main libraries, but we also have about 20, actually more than 20 subject specialty libraries that are spread all around campus. Each library has kind of their own atmosphere and their own personality, so we really encourage students to kind of check them out and see which ones they'll like studying in.
And what are the library hours for in general for the students?
So Engineering Library actually has one of the longest hours. We are open until midnight on most days. Moffitt Library is open 24/5. And during finals week, the main stacks in Moffitt Library is open 24 hours a day so that you can study into the night.
And so do you have online collections that are also available, or is it just you have to walk in and check out books?
For engineering, a lot of our collections are actually all online now, and so you have 24/7 access to thousands and thousands of ebooks and also online journals.
And how do students use the library services?
You just need to have your Cal-1 card and your student ID number and your CalNet login and passphrase, and you can access everything from in person or online.
And I know that you have, in our engineering library, there's some excellent rooms that students can reserve. Can you tell me about what the rooms are and what they're used for?
Yeah, so we have 5 study rooms that are heavily used. They're really, really popular with the students. You can reserve them online on the Engineering Library's website. The rooms have whiteboards, and they also have connections for laptops to display on a monitor. So students use the rooms for anything from group study to doing interviews and doing webcasting.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realize that you can do webcasting from there. That's a nice thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
And when you're making the reservations, we'll put a link to the site on our website, so welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu. So you can always quickly go there and find the links to the library as well. And what do you do other checkouts besides books and text? Or
yeah, the library is so much more than books these days. So we also do device checkouts. So you can check out laptops from our library. You can check out phone chargers. You can check out presentation kits that have connections, VGA connections, and also pointers and wireless mice. And you can also get scientific calculators.
And how long do the, when you check something up, how long does it last for?
It varies, and so you can ask about it, or you can check out our library website for more information about how long you can check things out for.
And for the, each of the courses has a textbook typically. Do you have textbooks that students can check out?
Yes, so faculty will usually tell us at the beginning of the semester what textbooks are being used for their courses, and then we obtain copies and check them out for students if they happen to not have their textbooks on hand that day and they just need access. They can check it out at the library.
And one thing that we're constantly in Engineering Student Services telling students to do is make sure they get enough sleep. And so I hear that you have nap spaces. Tell me about more of that.
We do, yeah. Super popular. So the ASUC created a few nap zones around campus, and the Engineering Library jumped on the chance to be one of them. So we have these really comfortable leather reclining chairs in this quiet area in the library, and you can come and take a nap.
I can't imagine how popular that is during finals and midterms.
It is very popular.
And so what students say that they like best about the library, what do you hear the most of why students really want to go there and use it?
What we hear the most is that the library is it's really a hub for the College of Engineering. Students love coming and meeting up with other students, just running into classmates and just, studying and being around other engineering students there.
And do you have positions available where students can come in and work during the year? Are you looking for workers or?
Yeah, so the library is actually one of the largest employers of students on campus. So we always have student positions available. So if you're looking for a job, check out our website and see what's available at any of the libraries.
And do they have to be work study specific, or does it have to be work study?
Some of them are work study and some of them aren't. So we have a variety.
And How often, if they have bigger questions that they're not able to figure out on their own, do you have librarian or you and your partner there?
Yes. So the other librarian's name is Anna Seckman, and we are both always available. You can feel free to come by the engineering library and talk to us, or we're available via email or phone.
And is there anything else that you want to add that you really want people to know of what the library is and why they should use it?
We're a super welcoming space on campus, and we're open to everybody. So please come by. We're on the first floor of Bechtel Engineering Center, right downstairs from Engineering Student Services. So come by and, you know, have a seat, take a nap, check out a laptop, get a textbook, and just come visit.
Thank you so much for stopping by today. I'm really excited that we got to share a little bit more about the resources available to the students. So thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for tuning in to one more episode of our not-so-secret guide to being a Berkeley engineer, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you.